Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A major overhaul of India's higher education system is underway, with the proposed Viksit Bharat Shiksha Adhishthan Bill aiming to replace three existing regulators with a single apex body, marking the most significant restructuring of the higher education regulatory architecture since the UGC Act of 1956. First, let us consider why this is in the news. The Viksit Bharat Shiksha Adhishthan Bill, which is currently under discussion in Parliament, implements a core structural recommendation of the National Education Policy 2020 and separates regulatory functions from funding authority for the first time. What makes this significant is that India's higher education regulatory architecture has long been criticized for regulatory fragmentation, conflicts of interest, overlapping mandates, and poor quality assurance. Building on this, the existing regulatory bodies being replaced include the University Grants Commission, or UGC, the All India Council for Technical Education, or AICTE, and the National Council for Teacher Education, or NCTE. Crucially, the UGC has been criticized for simultaneously distributing grants and regulating institutions, creating a structural conflict of interest where regulatory decisions can be influenced by funding considerations. Now let us turn to the structure of the proposed Viksit Bharat Shiksha Adhishthan. The bill proposes a single apex body with three operational councils, each with a distinct composition. The apex body, or commission, will consist of a chairperson and 12 members appointed by the central government. Each council will have a president and 14 members. It is worth pausing here to note that the funding authority will be separated into a distinct body, no longer combined with regulatory power. The bill covers all universities, including central, state, and deemed universities, for both technical and general higher education, as well as colleges and institutions of higher learning. However, medical education will remain under the National Medical Commission, or NMC, legal education will remain under the Bar Council of India, or BCI, and agricultural education will remain under the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, or ICAR. And here is something that surprises many students: the bill also provides for penalties for violations, with a minimum penalty of 10 lakh rupees and a maximum penalty of 2 crore rupees, as well as additional daily penalties for continuing violations. What does this mean for institutions? It means that they will be held accountable for non-compliance with the regulatory framework. Now, let us look at some other key provisions. The bill provides for mandatory graded autonomy for institutions based on accreditation ratings, replacing the multiple no objection certificate, or NOC, regime from UGC, AICTE, and NCTE with a single window approval process. It also provides for the regulation of foreign university campuses under the new framework. Moving on to the National Education Policy 2020 alignment, the NEP explicitly recommended replacing multiple regulators with a single Higher Education Commission of India, or HECI. The Viksit Bharat Shiksha Adhishthan Bill is the legislative implementation of that recommendation, embedding key NEP principles such as autonomy, accountability, and quality assurance. But why does this matter? Critics argue that a single apex body under central government appointment concentrates too much power at the center, potentially undermining state universities' autonomy and the federal character of education, which is a concurrent list subject. State governments, particularly from the south, have expressed concern that center-appointed bodies may not adequately represent regional educational needs and language diversity. So what exactly changed? The speed of transition is also a concern, as replacing three established regulators simultaneously risks administrative disruption for the over 1,000 universities and 40,000 colleges currently under the combined jurisdiction of UGC, AICTE, and NCTE. Now, let us turn to the constitutional and legal dimensions. Education is in the concurrent list, which means that both parliament and state legislatures can legislate on this subject. The UGC Act of 1956 and the AICTE Act of 1987 will need to be repealed once the Viksit Bharat Shiksha Adhishthan Bill is enacted. Article 19(1)(g) of the Constitution, which guarantees the right to practice any profession, may be invoked by private education providers challenging restrictive conditions. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Viksit Bharat Shiksha Adhishthan Bill replaces the University Grants Commission, which was established in 1956, the All India Council for Technical Education, which was established in 1945 and reconstituted in 1987, and the National Council for Teacher Education, which was established in 1993. The UGC's conflict of interest has been resolved, with funding separated from regulation. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This is a significant development in the higher education sector, and understanding the implications of the Viksit Bharat Shiksha Adhishthan Bill is crucial for your exam preparation. In conclusion, the proposed Viksit Bharat Shiksha Adhishthan Bill marks a major overhaul of India's higher education system, with significant implications for the regulatory framework, institutional autonomy, and quality assurance. Remember this number, the bill proposes a minimum penalty of 10 lakh rupees and a maximum penalty of 2 crore rupees for violations. The bill's implementation will have far-reaching consequences for the higher education sector in India, and its impact will be felt for years to come.